I prepared this scripture for Waffle Church last week. So it's in a storytelling format with some paper puppets. So it might feel a little different from sort of typical St. Lydia's scripture sharing, but I also think that sometimes we can get so caught up as adults in how complicated the world is. And sometimes I find it really important and grounding to like simplify for myself. So, so that's what I'm going to try and do for all of you for tonight. The story we have today is from Exodus. The Israelites were walking through the desert because they had escaped enslavement in Egypt. The only problem is they did not have any food. They were walking through the desert and they were so hungry. And they got really, really frustrated with Moses because Moses had promised them that they would make it out of Egypt safely. But now it looks like they might starve in the desert. And some of them started to even wonder, should they have left Egypt at all? And so they cried out to Moses, help us, we're hungry. You know, what'd you bring us out to the desert for? If you didn't have a plan for how we were going to eat. So Moses, he went to talk to God and told God, he said, the people are hungry. What should I do? And God said, I have heard their complaint and they will not go hungry. So Moses went back down and he told the Israelites that that God would provide for them. So the next day, the Israelites woke up and they discovered that their entire camp was covered in what looked like snow. I didn't prep my materials properly. Well, here's what their camp looked like. Covered in snow. And they asked Moses, you know, what is this stuff? And Moses said, it is bread that the Lord has given you to eat. So the Israelites went out and they gathered the bread. And some gathered more than they needed, and some gathered not quite enough. But when they all came together, everyone had enough bread to eat. Those who gathered much had nothing left over, and those who gathered little had no shortage. No one was hungry, and everyone had enough to eat. So, Christian, do I go right into the response? Okay, great. So if you have a piece of bread nearby and a plate, we'll be using that in a minute. If you don't, no worries. I'll also show you on my screen. So in this story, as you heard, some people gathered more than they needed and some people gathered less than they needed. But then when they came together, they all somehow had enough. So, you know, I found myself thinking, how could they all have ended up with enough if some had gathered too much and some had gathered too little? What must have happened? And here I'll invite someone to offer what they think might have happened. How did everyone end up with enough? Debbie.
Did they share with each other, maybe?
They might have shared. They must have shared, in fact. The Israelites must have shared with each other, and those with more made sure to give to those with less so that everyone had enough. So as we, in Waffle Church, we try to make everything as tactile as possible. So if you have a piece of bread and you want to join me, I'm going to invite you to, we're going to take our bread and break it into several different pieces. And some of the pieces are going to be small, and some of them are going to be a little bigger, and that's okay. And I just invite you to spread them out on your plate. So on your plate, you might notice that, you know, it doesn't look like much. What was once a whole piece of bread is now kind of, you know, it doesn't look like very much. Like I have a small piece and then I have a big piece. And, but then when if I push it all together back into the one piece of bread, it's enough. It's a whole piece of bread for everyone. So this is like what happened with the Israelites. Even though they all went out and each person gathered up the manna for themselves, everyone came back together, put all their pieces of manna together, and they had enough for everyone. God provided enough food for all of the Israelites, but it was the Israelites who had to share together to make sure everyone could eat. God provides enough for us, and God trusts us to share, and God is with us when we share. And sometimes you might be the one who has more, and sometimes you might be the one who has less. And God is with us both when we are the one who shares and when we are the one who is shared with, the one who receives. So I created this sermon for children, but I found that when I gave it, the kids were unamazed, in part because the conclusion was obvious to them. You know, we are so good at teaching kids to share. It is so emphasized in school, at home, in play. Like, kids know, even when they don't do it well, they know that sharing is right and not sharing is wrong. And I think that kids know how important sharing is because they know how viscerally what it feels like to receive. They know how good it feels when a friend shares that toy with you, or how it feels to be included after being left out of a game. And it strikes me that the practice of sharing and receiving is actually harder for adults than it is for children. We unlearn sharing as we grow older, maybe because we grow up into a world where capitalism tells us not to share, where our society tells us that only those who work hard enough will have enough, as if we must be deserving before we can be allowed to receive. This is not what I teach my kindergartners when I'm in the classroom. Every kid deserves to be shared with. No one has to earn the right to receive. Sometimes I think we internalize these feelings without even realizing, but sharing cannot exist without receiving. Sometimes you might be the person who has more than enough manna, and sometimes you might be the person who isn't able to gather quite enough, but God is with us both all the time when we share with one another, both when we give and when we receive. In the desert, even those who did not gather enough had enough, and even those who gathered too much did not end up with more than they needed.